Welcome to the January 13th AAR broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Three quick things before we get going. If you're looking for ammunition, it's getting tough to find. Check out our great sponsor, Allegiance Ammunition. Allegiance Ammunition. They have great calibers available for you, all defensive calibers, at AllegianceAmmunition.com. Make sure to check them out. Also, win the gun of your choice. Guns are getting hard to find right now. PennyGunAuction.com. Enter the promo code WIN in caps, and you get 20 free bids. There's no cost to it. No credit card required. Those 20 free bids might win you the gun of your choice. We had a listener win the auction that we were talking about on last night's broadcast. Their choice of a Glock or a baby Desert Eagle. So it was great. Participate. WIN, the promo code at PennyGunAuction.com. Make sure to put it in caps and you may very well win. Also, our syndicator, Salem Radio Network, has done an outstanding job growing this broadcast. They're supporting our Second Amendment right. The daytime hosts, Mike Gallagher, Bill Bennett, Michael Medved, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, and the rest of them are all supporting the Second Amendment, and all of the daytime hosts have formed a petition at supportsecondamendment.com. That's supportsecondamendment.com. Head over there, fill it out, put your name on the list. The last time they did this with the healthcare petition, they garnered over 1 million signatures. It will be going to every member of Congress and the White House. Let's help them. They're helping us. Enjoy this week's broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How cool is that? Wearing a Crossbreed holster in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Talking guns with you. Speaking of ammunition, guns and ammo go together. Like peas and carrots.
Hold on. Man, we're...
Ammo, peas, and carrots. I saw Forrest Gump.
Oh, come on now. Weekend. See, I know I'm sick, but I'm not that sick. Did you just recite it or no?
You're my girl, Jenny. Yeah, I saw it this weekend. I was actually watching it. Great movie. But guns and ammo go together. If you need ammunition, if you're looking for great defensive ammunition, great sponsor here at Armed American Radio, Allegiance Ammunition. Check them out on the web. AllegianceAmmunition.com. Great defensive stuff. I've got several boxes of it for various different calibers. And I've done some ballistic testing on this stuff. Whew, doggy. Check it out at AllegianceAmmunition.com. I'll be meeting with the owners of the company in a couple of days as well. And looking forward to that. And report back to you on some of the new products and some of the new spots that you'll be hearing. Welcome back to the program. It's going to be a great one. We've got Alan Corwin here. I want to apologize for my sidekick, Shanto's forgetfulness as we traverse multiple time zones across the country today.
Look, I know we're not supposed to make excuses in the radio, but the excuse is I have taken medicine and I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Shanto's fighting the flu. He says, oh, we got Alan next hour. So we're looking for Alan during the next hour. And well, I'm 2 hours back from Alan, and Sean's in another time zone in the middle, so it was a mess. Let's bring Alan Corwin on the show. Alan Corwin, welcome to the program. How are you?
It's great to be with you guys, whatever time zone you're in.
You better believe it, and I'm going to be in your time zone in just hours from now. Hey, we've got David Kodria joining us, too. Two of the greatest critical thinkers in the field of this are on the broadcast with us today. David from Ohio, how you doing?
You know, I like your new intro, but I still want to hear him say, from high atop the Crossbreed Tower in the heart of beautiful metropolitan Atlanta.
Oh, I like that.
Alan likes that, too, but we got away from the show is heard in hundreds of cities across the country, and, you know, it comes to you from Atlanta, but that really doesn't matter to someone in Terre Haute, Indiana. So we decided to go ahead and go with something that reflects the size of the show. We'd actually been using that other intro, David, since it was a one-hour broadcast here in Atlanta only, and, of course, we've grown tremendously since then. But Yeah, John is a super guy, and he does some great work. Let's run over to Alan Corwin for just a minute. Alan, your voice hasn't been here on the show yet since all of this. I'm just going to let you go. Give me your thoughts on what's happening since Newtown.
A lot of people are concerned about Newtown. That's a red herring. It's a false flag. It was one maniac a month ago now. And in the meanwhile, gun sales are through the roof, so the news media should be talking about gun law, the need to have gun laws out there for the public, the need for people to have training, marksmanship classes. We have new people learning about firearms. This is a really good thing. Marksmanship classes, training in schools, all these topics should be front and center. Instead, they're completely ignored. There are people dancing in blood of victims in order to push a anti-rights agenda, which they've been pushing for 20 years without luck. They think dead children are the way to move their political agenda ahead, which shows how politically corrupt and insane these people are. They're now pushing 10 shooters for murderers. They want to limit magazines to 10 rounds so that murderers will have 10 shooters. This is insanity. The people pushing this kind of thing understand the problem so poorly that they're in the way of a real solution. They simply don't understand the problem. They keep talking about assault weapons. I keep having to tell them that assault is a kind of behavior. It is not a kind of hardware. They don't get it. We have a real serious problem. These people need treatment. They need counseling. They need sympathy and compassion. They're not getting it. They're over the edge. I'm at my wit's end.
Well said, Alan.
We're all going to Las Vegas next week to have the biggest industry trade show on the planet for people in this business. The state of Arizona is sending two representatives. In fact, Mark, your show is the first public announcement of this. Arizona is sending two representatives of the governor's office to the SHOT Show to attract industry to the gun-friendliest state in the union, Arizona, and it's not in the news. It's a stimulus program. It's a jobs program. It's a commerce program. It's a tourist program. It will help the economy. It is off the radar while these people are still talking about a psychopath from a month ago. I don't know what's wrong with this tiny element of society that calls itself the mainstream.
The tiny element of society that calls itself the mainstream is, in fact, the circus freak loons and the buffoons of the left. They are the circus freaks of the extremists. They are the freedom haters. They are the gun banners. And you are absolutely correct, Alan. Now, I want to ask you this, and we'll go to David. I know David's opinion, but I won't carry the conversation on here. Alan, they continue to talk about this sick psychopath in Connecticut because it is furthering their political agenda. We heard over the course of the last several years, particularly on this show and many others, that Obama was going to enact his agenda, and we heard him say to the Bradys, we're working on it, we have to do some things under the radar. Was this the plan all along, waiting for the excuse of something like this to happen?
Well, there's no way to know, but this is their modus operandi for the last 20 years. As soon as a psychopath goes crazy, they go after 60 million safely armed households. And that, in fact, is the subtitle of my next book, which I'll be breaking out at the SHOT Show. It's called Your First Gun. Is it time for you to join 60 million safely armed American households? We have 60 million safely armed homes. These people own firearms, use firearms. They do nothing wrong. And as soon as a psychopath raises his head, these wackos on the left decide we should take everybody's gun away or restrict them, limit them, as if a majority vote somehow empowers them to subvert the Constitution, to eliminate civil rights, to make believe there is no Bill of Rights, as if 51 votes could eliminate free speech or protection against illegal search and seizure, or all of a sudden cruel and unusual punishment could be enacted by a vote of Congress. They can't do that.
Or the right of women to vote, or minorities to vote. You're absolutely correct, Alan, which is why I want to let people know. David, I want you to jump in here quickly. The attack against the Second Amendment, this would never stand to the mainstream media, the lamestream state-run propaganda media, if this were the same attack against the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment.
It does. They did it with abortion against the Catholic Church.
Yeah, that you did. That's true. That's true. David, your comments?
Well, you know, there's most of the mainstream media is absolutely ignorant. I agree with Alan. There is a core, though, that know precisely what they're doing and why they're doing it. So you have you can't forget that there is evil at the core of this that relies on the useful idiots. And just to give you an illustration of how ignorant, because we've all seen how ignorant mainstream journalists are about gun rights issues, yet they're the ones, or gun issues in general, they're the ones that are out there, though, putting out the opinions and trying to influence public opinion, and yet most of them are so ignorant. I was on the press feed, the White House feed, when Biden was holding his meetings, and they had journalists that were in there that were transcribing for the pool,
right.
Okay? And I was getting the raw pool transcriptions out of these people so that I could report on it. And what they were talking about when it came time to say, well, Biden said that we had to close the gun show loophole, this guy who was representing the pool wrote the gumshoe loophole, like a 30s detective. And so I did a detective cover of Biden, you know, called it the gumshoe loophole. It's just hysterical how ignorant these people are.
Yeah, well, their ignorance, it is hysterical. It would be even more funny if it weren't so dangerous because of the agenda that they're pushing. And you just said that they are pushing that agenda, and that is what is absolutely so dangerous, and which is at the root of my utter disdain for the mainstream media, because they have abandoned, many, many years ago, they've abandoned any semblance of objectivity. When we come back, we'll get some more opinion from Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. Make sure you check it out and join his Page 9 blog. You can do that by signing up at gunlaws.com. Also visit davidkodria.com. Back after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com. Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. It delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy. A Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3 to 5-pound trigger pull. A flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding. And a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxSlide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxSlide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxSlide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show, Armed American Radio. That's a beautiful thing. Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com joins us. We want to pick up the conversation with Alan. Alan, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Mark.
Always great to have you here. Believe me, I've been looking forward to having you on here. We've been very busy, and both of us have, and I really appreciate you jumping on, particularly on short notice today as you're getting ready to head out to that huge trade show.
Man,
David Codry.
My brain is running in 6 different directions. I'm trying to finish up my work, pack, get everything ready. I've got new projects I'm bringing out to the SHOT Show. I'll break the news there. Maybe I'll break it on your show tonight.
Yeah. Get a little wild hair later in the broadcast, Alan, and let us know. We always love getting breaking news. David Codry, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let me ask you a quick question, Mark, because I was working and did not have a chance to get to the first 2 hours of the program, I have to confess. Did you bring up the fact that there's been a reported burglary resulting from this New York Journal interactive map of gun owners that they published?
No, I didn't. And I'm glad you brought that up. Let's go in that direction. Later, I want to go to an opinion piece that appeared from a guy by the name of Jay Bookman in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today. And I opened up the last segment, the last hour of the opening segment with it. So let's talk about that for a minute. You know, the mainstream media now in the wake of Sandy Hook is all over, if you will, they're all over it right now. Janine, what's her name, Judge Judy or Judge Janine or whatever
Piro.
She is.
Janine Pirro.
She's all over this now. You know, they're all over it when it affects them. But let's not forget where you sit up there near Cleveland. The Cleveland Plain Dealer has been doing this for years in Ohio. They've been doing it in newspapers across the country. And every time they did, we called them out on it. Blacksburg, Virginia, after the Virginia Tech massacre by the madman out there, the psychopath that he is. When we see now it affects them and it's around New York City and all of a sudden it's huge news, David. Care to comment on that?
Well, yeah, Pirro is particularly interesting because it wasn't too long ago that she was a very anti-gun Republican. So it's at least nice to see that she turns around. Maybe it takes being affected personally to make it happen. But the reason that I asked you is because that just today, New York State Senator Greg Ball put out a press release. Okay, and that's what I was working on just before I came on this broadcast. I just hit publish half an hour ago, and basically Ball announced that a burglary has been reported in White Plains that evidently ties into the Journal News gun maps, and it's reported that the burglar used the Journal News interactive gun map to target a home included on the map. Luckily, the gun was locked up, and no one was hurt. And, of course, you know, had the burglar come in and shot someone, that would have just been another gun death to dance in the blood of.
Yeah, and these are the same cowards that won't answer any questions from the media that hide behind. It's absolutely reprehensible.
What I wrote to their chief ethics officer, and I pointed out their own ethics policy that showed how this is basically a total violation on several counts. And if they don't go after the publisher and editor for this, then basically if they go after anyone else on their ethics policy, that's a good wrongful termination lawsuit in the making.
Yeah, and that's eventually going to happen. There's going to be a lot of taxpayer money spent on this. The fact of the matter is that they're hiding behind the fact that it's a Freedom of Information Act we filed, and it's legal in New York to do it. The mere fact that the law is on the books doesn't make the law right, doesn't make it moral, and doesn't make it ethical. And this is what they've done to their neighbors. New York State, you're listening to the show right now. Are you taking this? You shouldn't be. You need to write them letters, you need to call them, and you need to let them know that they're despicable. They need to hear from you. It does make a difference. Alan, care to comment on that story up there in New York?
Yeah, there's some very interesting elements in this. This clearly shows that guns are owned by the affluent and by the working class. Hannity had about 25 of these people on TV. I don't know if you saw that. He gave them a full hour. They were uniform in their outrage. They were willing to have their faces on TV since their names and addresses were mapped out. And they uniformly upscale affluent individuals who spent the year getting permits, not that you should need to get a permit to exercise your rights.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of hypocrisy here. You've seen the funny sign that says, please leave my neighbor alone. He doesn't have a gun, so he's defenseless. Please leave him be. And as if to say, my house is armed. But saying my house is armed gives up tactical advantage and makes you a target. And yet gun owners like to sort of brag, hey, I'm armed. But that's not a good thing to do. Gun ownership is a private thing in America, should be private. And one of the messages I'll be bringing to the SHOT Show is keep guns off the grid. Now, everything you do is on the grid. We're on the grid now. Your phone is on the grid. Your computer's on the grid. Your tablet, your bank account, everything you do, you're on the grid. Guns are not on the grid. They are not electronic. They don't have chips. And unless you registered it or live in some jurisdiction where you need to register your gun, like out here in Arizona, we don't have that. A gun is a mechanical device. You own it. It is private. The government has no linkage to it. And keeping guns off the grid is part of the value of the Second Amendment. We need to start making buttons about this and billboards about this and keep privacy around guns. And this debacle with the newspaper shows it up in startling full color.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I want to continue to point out that this is not the first time that this has happened. This is the first time it's happened to where the seat of American journalism holds its power in and around New York City in those very affluent suburbs north of New York City.
Can we publish the names and addresses of all the reporters? Is that okay?
He did. That was done. I haven't heard any backlash from that. They're hypocrites of the end to the end.
The editor and the other people at the paper have hired armed guards.
Right, yeah. Funny how that happens. Isn't it funny how that happens?
Is there something there? Justice Janine on TV said, and I suspect this is true, there are legal grounds to go after the people who publish the information because they are, They are threatening and intimidating the gun owners. They may have created harm, and a good lawyer who chases ambulances might see a case here where even if there isn't a case, bringing the case can lead to a settlement maybe large enough to severely harm the people who caused the severe harm.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're going to continue to hide behind the fact that they obtained this information through a Freedom of Information Act request, which makes it legal because it's legal in the state. Now, you have a couple other counties up there who are refusing, David.
Right. But it's only legal because they quasi-legally registered these people's right to exercise their rights. They should not have a permit for a gun any more than they should have a permit to read a book. So the idea that the government has their information and posts it somewhere where there's a law that says now you can have that information, That's illegal in principle, even if they pass the law.
Oh, you're absolutely correct about that. We're getting ready to run out of time. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit more discussion about it. Because in Arizona, you are a constitutional carry state.
We are.
Which means you don't have to get on your knees, get fingerprinted, and beg for permission as they do in New York. And we'll talk about that Second Circuit Court decision up there when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Don't you just love John Young, David Kodrea? Isn't that great?
Wonderful.
That guy's got a set of pipes, man. Alan Corwin, how you doing, brother?
Drinking water.
Drinking water, yeah. I'm going to drink some water with you out there in Vegas in the next couple of days. Just curious, when are you heading out to the SHOT Show?
I don't give up tactical advantage that easy, pal.
Good man.
Had to ask. What's the Bible say? Thou shalt not ask, thou shalt never receive. We were talking about the despicable actions of the press, the local newspaper up and around the Tri-County area up in New York, giving out the names of the law-abiding citizens. And I want to read to you another newspaper opinion column here from a guy by the name of Jay Bookman, an opinion columnist at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This was in today's paper. And then I'll start with Alan and go up to David. Read just a little bit of this. I want you to get just a little bit of sense of what we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, you may remember the case. It's been making national news of the young woman, Mrs. Herman, in and around the Atlanta area, not far from where I'm bringing the show to you, who used her revolver to defend herself against an intruder and her two children, shot the perpetrator five times. He took off in his SUV, eventually was caught, of course, and is now clinging to life. Common sense on guns. This column from Bookman, this opinion column, is titled, "Terrified by an intruder who had broken into her Walton County home this month, Melinda Herman grabbed a .38 caliber pistol to protect herself and her two children. As the intruder drew closer to their attic hiding spot, Herman called upon her handgun training, practice, and protective instincts and fired six shots, five of which struck the target. The barrage, he calls it, that barrage drove the intruder out of her home where he was later arrested." He forgot to mention that it drove him out of her home, that barrage, down the driveway, into the SUV, and down the street, that barrage did. And he says, "I do love a happy ending," meaning he was caught. Now, he says, "You can debate the statistics about how often guns in the home are used for good or evil. You can point out the instances in which such weapons end up in the hands of children or criminals, or in which people mistake a loved one for an intruder. Those are facts that would-be gun owners ought to weigh in their decision-making. But for Herman, access to a firearm and the training to use it worked out well." Here's where we get good. "Opponents of gun safety laws, have seized upon Herman's story as some sort of counterweight to the mass murder of children in Connecticut that is now driving a reassessment of national gun laws. But the connection is tenuous at best. No serious gun law proposal in the wake of the Connecticut tragedy, and certainly no gun law that I would support, would try to disarm Herman or deny her the right to protect her family." He should have put in parentheses, "with a .38 revolver." Because he goes on to say, "That is not the issue. Herman is a law-abiding, trained adult, not a criminal or person with mental health problems. Likewise, a .38 pistol kept for home defense is not a semi-automatic assault weapon with a large-capacity magazine marketed as a cure for those insecure in their masculinity." Alan, I'll start with you first.
I could take apart every single sentence in that if we had the time and show you how bias infuses every single element of it. So let's say she missed with two shots, hit him with four, he survived, and if he had an accomplice, she was screwed.
Exactly. Thank you.
Full-capacity magazines, just like the police. We need parity with the police because we are the first responders, and police are the second responders. If you can justify limiting the amount of ammunition the average citizen should have, then you should limit the amount of ammunition the police should have. Why shouldn't you? I mean, that would make sense, wouldn't it? We don't need anything more than the police, especially since we're the ones who face the criminals first, right? But I don't even know where to start with these maniacs who understand the situation so poorly. They This is so frustrating to me, Mark. I got to be in a good frame of mind. Why do you hit me with this bizarre...
Because the nation needs to hear your common sense, Alan, and this is why. We go to... Yeah, let's talk about the hit to the millions, the insult, the slap in the face to millions of Americans who own the nation's most common sport utility rifle, otherwise known as the AR-15, now currently being demonized by this lunatic and everybody else on the left. David, I want to ask you about his comment about opponents of gun safety laws. That would be you and I and Alan and anybody else who opposes this power grab by the government, otherwise known as gun control. He's referring to as gun safety laws. David.
That's how Biden couched the anti-gun groups that he met with. He called them gun safety groups, whereas none of them teach gun safety.
Right.
The NRA, in fact, does teach gun safety. And what you have when he says no one is seriously proposing to take... Wait a minute. Dianne Feinstein, the authoress of the new assault weapons ban, once said, if I could pass a law to say turn them in, Mr. and Mrs. America, I would. But she didn't have the votes, and that's the only thing that's stopping. Look, we have a state senator, a guy by the name of Ed Meyer, up in Connecticut. He just introduced a bill to amend the general statutes up there to establish a Class C felony offense, except for, of course, military and law enforcement, the second responders, right, and certain gun clubs, for any person or organization or person to sell, et cetera, possess a gun, except one made to fire a single round, okay?
Right.
He's proposing a law that guns cannot fire and or hold more than a single round. This is a state senator, an elected representative, mm-hmm. and, of course, on the national level, Dianne Feinstein says, you know, assault weapons, but I would never do anything else. But she already said, is on the record, she'd say, turn them in if she had the votes.
You're missing it. Feinstein's current bill calls for confiscation.
Sure.
Any
yes, it does.
You own, when you pass away, the government confiscates your property. That's in her current bill. There's no secret about it. And the idea that they would let you have, this is a question to ask them. So what would you let us have, O great majesty? They're not in a position to tell you what you can have. That's the communist model. Why do you need this? And we'll tell you what you need. This is just completely backwards. Piers Morgan keeps saying, why does a person need this property? This isn't a question of need. That's not how it works over here. And he keeps saying the only purpose of a gun is to kill. The only purpose of a gun is to protect. That's what happened with this woman. And if guns kill people, well, 98% of the time, guns used in defense aren't even fired. They aren't even fired. They don't kill people. They protect people. And this is lost on the people who are using dead victims, dead children, and psychopathic murderers to disarm the public. The argument is so bizarre, and yet you and I are discussing it on a program with armed in its title, who the people who need to hear it aren't listening, and Biden is sitting in his little echo chamber talking to the Associated Press and the networks, and they don't hear this and don't get it, and it's like propaganda coming out of, don't make me say it, pre-World War II. The other side.
No, you're absolutely correct, Alan. It is propaganda. It's propaganda of the highest order, and it's all it's every bit of it is intentional. Listen, this is the under the radar, ladies and gentlemen. It's now above
the radar, pal.
It's above the radar now. This is what he was referring to in the last term. And it's interesting, Alan. I get a ton of email, as you can imagine, from the left. And interestingly, and I got to tell you, Concealed Carry Magazine, this issue in January, has a letter to the editor. I'll read it in the next segment to you, from an individual who didn't like my column in October titled Crunch Time, referring to the importance of ending this administration in November. Of course, this came out in October, a month before the election. He took issue with me being right-wing propaganda, BS extremism, that Obama would never take away guns. He's a Democrat, working union his whole life, and I'm an idiot. Well, the letter to the editor is appearing in this issue in January. I've asked him to please call me and let's have a discussion and see if he'd write that letter today, and I have yet to get a response. I've offered to pay for his USCCA membership because he isn't worthy. More when we come back. I'll read that email and get Alan and David's opinion after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Now, that music's a little bit better coming back from the break. I can deal with that.
Don't be messing with Pantorna.
Okay, I'm not going to. Let me read this letter to the editor. I love this, and I'm going to continue to read this letter to the editor because it fascinates me. And I with Alan Corwin on here, Alan, the letter, the column that I wrote, as I said, was titled Crunch Time, and it was about how important it was for gun owners, single issue, because that's what we are, concealed carry magazine, Armed American Radio, to get rid of the current administration. Here's the commentary. Here's the letter to the editor appearing in the magazine in January. Hold the commentary, it's titled. Dear editor, I very much enjoy Concealed Carry magazine and the professionalism of the instructional articles. However, your article Crunch Time by Mark Walters is typical of this extreme right-wing propaganda BS that seems to permeate through the gun community. I've been in construction and remodeling all of my life, 65 years old, and I can tell you from experience that the Democrat Party has been far more favorable to the working middle class than the Republicans. The Democrats aren't stupid. They know if they start tightening the screws on gun owners, they will pay a heavy price from people like me. Yeah, sure. The Obama administration has done nothing to infringe on our rights, and if he started to do so after winning a second term, the Democrats would pay the price in the midterms. As far as this being crunch time and do or die, that's just pure BS. The more you focus on gun education and the less you involve the magazine in political right-wing histrionics, the better. Cam Conley. Cam, where are you today? I've offered to pay you for your membership, but you're hiding. Alan, comments.
Oh, I don't know. They will pay, I think. I don't really have a comment on that one, Mark.
I'm curious as to whether he would write that same letter today. David, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, I've had people leave comments on my posts, basically begin, idiots, no one wants to take your guns. And, of course, this runs into an email that I know Alan was copied on, where they're suggesting that we seize the ability to use the terms ourselves, and let's start calling these people deniers, which is what they are, because the facts are clear. And by framing the terms, I am not going to be using the term sport utility rifle. I think that they're defense utility rifles, okay? And in terms of this person wanting to deny things, the one thing I agree with is that they will, in fact, pay a price in the midterm elections. I know that Democrats are calling the White House. A lot of them are scared with what's going on right now. And look, it's looking right now like the White House is conceding almost that they're not going to get a so-called assault weapons bill passed. And if we seize the momentum, if we talk about what we really need to make a difference, which is to end these insane gun-free zones, that's where we have to be focused on.
And you're absolutely correct. Alan, there is rumblings right now, as late as this afternoon, in fact, that there is some concession. Listen, let's make this very clear. Dianne Feinstein, in all of her kooky buffoonness, does this every session. This is nothing
right.
new.
Right.
All she's doing now is going for broke, hoping that somebody will scale something back to capitalize off of literally the corpses of those poor children in Connecticut. That's her shtick. That's what she does.
Well,
Alan, you know that to be the case.
This I can comment on. The idea of deniers, there are a lot of people out there denying this. And one of the questions I have used in many of the interviews I've done, what guns is it you think we should be allowed to have? And the left has no answer. They're like a deer in the headlights. Well, they don't know guns well enough to say you ought to be able to have a five-shot revolver with no extra ammo. They can't even say that. And of course, Dianne Feinstein has a bill right now that confiscates guns and publicly said if she could take them all, she would. And there are people on the left, many of them, who say, let's take all the guns away. Why can't we take all the guns away? The world would be better if we could take all the guns away. And they forget that the communist Chinese make guns and would import them here the same way heroin and smack and crack are imported here. So the idea of just take the guns away and give all these dangerous guns to the government, I guess that's okay while Obama's in power, but if Bush was in power, you might not want to give all these dangerous guns to Bush,
right, or
whoever may be coming next. But everything's on the table. This is good. So gun education in schools instead of gun ignorance in schools, I would vote for education. Maybe they would vote for ignorance. And here's the real big one. They want background checks? Okay, how about the BID system instead of the NICS system?
Bingo.
Which would give background checks but would prohibit registration lists. And it costs 10 times less than NICS but does the same job, and the government couldn't keep a list. So you want background checks, or do you want a registration of 100 million innocent Americans? Well, we'll meet you halfway.
We'll do a background check so that a murderer or a nutcase can't walk into a retail store, buy a gun, and pay sales tax. We'll meet you halfway, but do it with the bid system so that you can't keep a list of everybody who privately owns private property. Everything's on the table. What's your objection to that? Complete screening, total background check. You can't sell a gun to a criminal or a nutcase, but you can't keep a list. You might get some support. You might lose all the resistance you have. Are you in favor of that? What do you say? And see what they say. Instead of Nick, save 10 times the money, get the job done, everything's on the table, let's get rid of the resistance. What do you say? And let's substitute education for ignorance.
The wisdom of Alan Corwin.
Remember, what's the goal? The goal is to protect children. You want to eliminate a gun by brand name, AR-15? They're going to make the BR-15, you know that. So what is the advantage of eliminating a gun by brand name if the goal is to protect the children? Brand name bans won't protect the children.
I can honestly say, Alan, I've not heard it put that way by anybody on the show.
Well, that's what I do.
That is what you do, and that's why I love having you on the program.
No brand name bans.
You're right.
Guns off the grid, bids, not NICs, and education, not ignorance. That's a reasonable, common-sense proposal. You want to make 10 shooters for criminals. No, that won't meet the goal of protecting the children.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. Sean, we're moving quickly because we're butting up against, yet again, the end of an hour. Sean, we have a call. A call from and where?
From Minnesota.
Dan from Minnesota. Dan, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. You're on with Mark, Alan, and David.
It is truly an honor to be speaking with three pillars of the Second Amendment, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
You are so welcome. We're talking about Eric Holder, who wants to really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way, translate really brainwash law-abiding citizens, not violent criminals, not radical Islamist terrorists, okay? Now, if Eric Holder, Dianne Feinstein and Pierce Morgan, and what if their wives and kids were home alone and somebody broke into their homes?
Dan, I'm going to have to cut you off with that and thank you for the call, but your point is very well made. They're protected. The hypocrisy drips when they open their mouths. Thank you very much for tuning in. Alan Corwin, we'll see you at SHOT in Vegas in just a couple of days this week. Ladies and gentlemen, page 9, the blog. Gunlaws.com. David Kodria, as usual, we'll see you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, DavidKodria.com. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. I'll see you next week here on Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Tell it to me by the clam and I'll baby.
Walmart. We go. The horse knows the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.